It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. So, for years, Megan has been freeloading off of her parents.
Oh, my God. I have not.
Well, okay, but she has this phone. Okay, first of all, Megan has a phone service that's questionable. We won't mention it by name. And I always say to her, I go, why do you use this questionable phone service?
It's not.
And your answer is always what?
Well, my parents pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but I give them money. Like, I transfer them over money.
It's but you're like, on, like, the family plan or whatever.
Yeah, I was. I'm not anymore.
Right. Megan finally is getting a new phone and a new plan.
Yeah. Mm.
And I said, that's great. You're getting your own plan. And you said, no.
Oh, yeah. I said that I'm going on a plan with my friend.
So instead of freeloading off of her parents, she's now going to freeload off of her friend.
Well, that's not cheaper. Freeloading. That's smart. That's two people joining up in one plan to, like...
Is it your boyfriend who you live with?
No, he already has a different plan.
Wait a minute. What friend is it whose plan you're jumping on?
My best friend who lives in New York.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
You're sharing a cell phone plan with a girl who works in New York and not the guy who lives like
he
in
already
your...
is on. He already has a contract. He said he would do it with me, but he's already in the middle of a contract and I need to get out now.
Why do you need to get out now? What happened? I need to get out now before they catch me.
I need to go.
No, why do you need to get out? What happened? What's the problem?
No, it's just done. It's ending. Like,
oh, the contract's ending.
Yeah. Why is that hard to understand?
Why don't you just get your own contract? I don't understand. Why don't you just go?
It's usually cheaper to be on with a few people.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's like, cheaper to be on with your friend in New York.
I'm still on with my parents.
Yeah, but you're like 12.
So many people. He's nice.
How old are you?
25.
That's way young. How old are you?
29.
Okay. All right. Well, when he's 29, he'll be on with someone else.
Probably not.
I don't think it's a big deal like to join a plan with your friend. It's not that big of a deal.
That's interesting that you join. What if someone doesn't pay the bill or something? I mean, doesn't that negatively affect both your credits?
We're very responsible. That's not going to happen.
Venmo and stuff like that, you can just like send it. Especially because she's in New York.
It's like so easy to Venmo and we're in contact all the time. It's very easy. Very easy.
All right. You can call her up with your phone that works and say, hey. You got
to
pay.
That is so interesting to me that you would, because when I remember when I first got my cell phone, I just went and got a phone and signed the contract and we were done.
Yeah.
Then when we got married, we're like, oh, well, I'll do the family plan or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I never thought, you know, hey, let me go in with my best friend.
Well, why not? I feel like that's a smart thing to do because then it's just like you're essentially saving yourself money.
Instead. How much, like, are you really saving? They make it cheaper if you have two people?
Yeah, she said hers was like $100, $120 a month or something. And then with two people, it's like $140.
What? Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
So you split it in half almost. Yeah.
Justin, you should jump in with those two girls.
Yeah,
man.
Might as well get in there. Do a little. My parents don't even make me pay.
Do you have a
See, when I was on with my parents, I was sending them money every month. So
see,
like,
I
that's
try
why
to.
I don't,
they never
I
accept
don't,
it.
I don't really know why that was a big deal. Like, you're like, you're old. You should be on your own plan. But like, I was sending them money when I was on their plan.
Your parents made you pay for your cell phone when it was on their plan?
Yeah, because it was only like $40 a month. It was so cheap.
Oh.
Yeah. You know,
why don't you get on a plan with your girlfriend, Justin?
Because she's on a plan with her family.
See?
Okay. So eventually you'll have kids. Will they be on grandma and grandpa's plan?
Yeah, pretty
Might
much.
As well just keep building the family plan.
That's true.
It'll be cheaper and cheaper.
Whose plan is Cooper on, Megan?
I don't know yet. We'll have to figure that out.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Are you on a cell phone plan with a friend? I just find it weird that your boyfriend who you live with is not on your cell phone plan, but your girlfriend from New York is.
Oh my God, it's not that weird.
Too much commitment.
I mean, it's like, really. Whoa,
dude.
I don't know. I can't be on a plan. I already live with you. Whoa.
Oh, he's from New York.
First, you want to have the cell phone plan, then you're going to want to freaking ring. It's not happening. Go give me a sandwich. Megan and her best friend Elena share everything. They share, I don't know, liquor bottles. They share, clothes probably.
Yeah.
They probably shared some dudes in the past.
Those are probably all accurate.
And now they've decided, hey, let's share a cell phone plan, which is kind of, I've never heard of two best friends sharing a cell phone plan, especially when they both live with other guys who they're supposedly going to marry one day. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
Great, Nick. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Getting ready to head to work.
Okay, cool. Do you want to call about Megan's cell phone plan with her best friend?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Hey, I think it's cool. I'm on a cell phone plan with my in-laws, so why not?
With your in-laws?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. They set you up with a plan on your, and so wow. So your wife and you and your in-laws.
Yep.
Do you pay them, or are you just like reaping the benefits of a cheaper plan?
Pretty much reaping the benefits of a cheaper plan.
Okay, so but you have to give them money every month for what you use.
Pretty much, it's on anything between $50 and $80.
See, it's like, that's what the thing is. It's not like an age thing. It's just a smart way to save money, because if you're on a plan by yourself, it's very expensive.
Exactly. I've been on that family plan for 8 years.
But then they also can see, like, all the phone calls you're making and stuff.
That's fine. I ain't got nothing to hide.
All right. Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, well, Nick, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I guess if you ain't got nothing to hide, it's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Which, Megan, maybe that's...
Wait
a minute.
Hide?
I get it. That's why you don't want to be on a plan with your boyfriend.
No, I don't have anything to hide.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to be on a plan with
maybe
me.
That's why he doesn't want to be on a plan with you. Yeah. I think we figured it out. Nick from Middleburg, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Hey, are you on a plan with some weird people, like friends or strangers or coworkers?
I'm actually on a plan with my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law.
Your mother-in-law, father-in-law, and your wife, too?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yep. All right. Because that'd be
like,
weird.
That would be weird if you're.
No, she's got her own plan.
Yeah.
And how's that working out for you?
It works out well because we're able to get, like, so we got our family plans a lot cheaper, but also we can share a discount, so it makes it even cheaper for them and us.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Like, some companies give discounts on a phone bill, like certain services.
If you were, Nick, if you were not married, would you, like, call a couple buddies and be like, hey, you want to get on a cell phone plan with me?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Can't
what?
Trust them.
You can't
well,
trust
that's
them,
the
right.
thing is, I trust my friend, so I'm not like worried about it. We were literally always talking. It's
yeah,
not, like,
that is true.
Girlfriends maybe, but guys, come on now, we're lazy.
Yeah, no, that is true. I mean, look, Megan, it's kind of hot that you and your girlfriend are sharing a plan.
Oh my God, get a life.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of sexy. Hey, thanks so much for calling. You're both very attractive. That's why.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, 340-9595-800-475. 95.95, I guess it does make sense the way you text her constantly during the show. In fact, oh my God, you're texting
I'm
her right now, aren't
not.
You? You literally are.
It's Cooper.
Oh, never mind.
Cooper's texting
Cooper's
me.
Cooper's texting Rough. Bonette, good morning. Are you on a plan with somebody weird?
I am on a cell phone plan with my ex-husband.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, we got divorced, and I'm with Megan on this. Because of costs, we just kept it that way. So it's been over 2 years, and we still are on a plan together.
Why did you get divorced? Was one of you?
A long story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but was it amicable, or was it like, I hate you forever?
No, it wasn't amicable, but we just kept it that way. There was a couple times he threatened to, you know, knock me off the plan, but we stayed on. We're still on the same plan.
How long has it been now?
Oh, 2 years.
Are you guys both dating different people now?
Oh, I'm remarried. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait, your husband is okay with that?
You're remarried, and you're on your ex-husband's cell phone plan.
Yes. Yep.
Whose cell phone plan is your current husband on?
His job. So his is through work, so we just have never changed it.
So do you send him money, or does he send you money?
It saves everyone money, really. Because
no. Who pays it? Like, do you send him the money?
I pay my part every month. Like, so I have access to just log on to AT&T and just pay my portion of it. I pay my $80 every month, and he pays his part, so.
Do you ever look at his numbers and see who he's calling?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. That is really interesting.
She's remarried. What does she care?
I actually forgot you could do that. I don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need to. Wow, that is really interesting. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks.
The most interesting part about that is she got remarried in only 2 years. Like, what the hell?
Well, I mean,
that's
Megan,
all it takes.
Doesn't mean that the guy. Well, never mind. Yeah, Megan's like, she got remarried in 2 years. I can't even get married the first time in 30.
I know. It's BS.
Of course, that's the point you would zero in on. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. How
two
did you get
years?
Another guy so fast?
2 years.
To agree to marry
no,
you,
not
too.
Not only just dating,
right.
Remarried.
No, wait, okay. I heard her.
All right, sorry. Keep going.
Katie from Gainesville, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, Katie, who do you share a cell phone plan with?
Well, I'm on a plan with my sister and her husband, which I think is fine. But I've been on the plan for probably 10 years now. I'm 26. And 10 years ago, or however long ago, my dad, you know, wanted to help me out. So he's like, I'm going to pay your sister $50 a month, and you can just pay the other, like, 10 or 20. And I was like, great. well, he's on some like auto draft thing with her, and I don't think he knows that he still pays for my phone.
Oh, nice.
And so you haven't told him?
Remind him. Well, I think like a few years ago, I'll be like, hey, are you still paying for that? Like, how much do you pay? Because I wanted to compare prices of, you know, switching to be with my boyfriend. And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I think I still do pay for that. You know, I don't know how much it is. And then I just, like, don't bring it up anymore. Because the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, he's going to kick me off of this soon.
Yeah, I would just, if I were you, I'd just be quiet about it.
I would ride that as long as you can.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, if it ain't broke, Katie.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. So she got on her sister's plan, convinced her dad to pay for it, and now he's forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
And he's just going to get older. His memory's going to get worse.
He obviously doesn't care.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate
Lucky.
It.
Lucky.
Lucky girl with senile old dad.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.